Lamentations is a book in the Old Testament that comes after the prophetic book of Jeremiah. The book of Lamentations was written by Jeremiah in the wake of the destruction of the city of Jerusalem by Babylon. And so it is a song or a poem lamenting the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. And so when we look in this particular book of the Bible, we see a tremendous amount of pain and sorrow and suffering expressed by Jeremiah. But there is at least one very good thought that is bright in nature, that is, as opposed to all of the other thoughts that are in the book that indicate suffering and pain and sorrow. Jeremiah does not give up hope. He recognizes that there are better times ahead. And so this evening I would like for us to think about Lamentations 3 and verses 21 through 24. Lamentations 3 verses 21 through 24. These verses say this, and this is Jeremiah speaking. "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Though the Lord's mercies, or through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him." As we mentioned, Jeremiah is lamenting the destruction of Jerusalem in this book of the Bible, but he sees unimaginable suffering on the part of his people. How does he console himself in the face of this great suffering? Well, he talks about images of who God is and the character of God and how God loves his people and how God makes all things new. When we think about Jeremiah's lamentation, I think that this one particular section is the one that stands out as being something that we highlight today. God's mercies, Jeremiah says, are new every morning. And that's what I would like for us to think about this evening. How is God new every morning? And how can we apply what Jeremiah says here to our lives? You know, morning is such a beautiful time of the day. The sun is coming up. The birds are beginning to sing. The new flower, the spring flowers are opening and bloom. And morning brings to our senses some wonderful delights, regardless of what time of year it may be. And each morning is new and fresh and good, and it's available then to us. It's pregnant with opportunity. And how will we pursue every single day? That is what we contemplate in the morning. So let's think about God's mercies being new every morning. First of all, God's mercies are new every morning because God is present. God is present. In Isaiah 40, in verses 28 through 30, Isaiah says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint." God's presence helps us to have this kind of attitude every day. Because in the morning, God renews our strength. He helps us to get up, to get going, to recognize that He is there, that we can get through this day and we can do what He wants us to do within our life. So God is present for us, and He has a presence that encourages and helps us to live for Him. In Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9, when we think about God's mercies being new every morning, we recognize that God is present especially for those who obey His will. Moses wrote these words. He said, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." When we keep the commandments of God, God is there for us. He is present for us. He is helping us, and He is with us. And the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Psalm 100 and verse 5. God's mercies are new every morning because God is present. He's present for everyone. He's present especially for those who obey Him. And He is there always with His children. Paul says that we have one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4 and verse 6. And with that assurance, we can know that God is with us, that He's there, that every morning when we awake, God's mercies are fresh and new and ready to help us through the day. New every morning, the mercy of God's presence. But then, God's mercies are new every morning because His blessings continue. You know, God is a giving God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. He gives to His creation. And His blessings flow from His presence. Those who will one day be separated from the presence of God will know no more blessings from God. And I do not want to contemplate what a state that will be. We only know here on this earth the blessing of God's presence because God is in everything here. And He renews all things. He upholds all things. He gives life to all things, Paul tells us in Acts chapter 17. And as a result of that, we receive tremendous blessing from God. There are, of course, physical blessings, like this promise that He gave in Genesis 8 and verse 22, that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat, and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. While the earth remains, these things are going to continue on, and they will not go away. In Matthew 5 and verse 45, there Jesus says that He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And so God's blessings are there for everyone to a certain degree. Paul wrote these words in Acts 14 and verse 17. He said, "Nevertheless, He, that is God, left not Himself without witness in that He did good. He gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And so the very fact that the seasons come around and that we have the springtime and the harvest and all of the wonderful things that we enjoy that come out of the cycle of nature, this is the blessing of God. This proves that God is working in this world today. God's physical blessings are certainly there. And every single person in the world is blessed because of these things. But this child of God enjoys great spiritual blessings that the one who is not a child of God does not. For example, there is the blessing of Abraham that Paul discusses in Galatians 3 and verse 14. Do you remember the great promise that God made to Abraham that in thy seed, all the nations of the earth would be blessed? Paul said that that promise was fulfilled in Christ. that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Not everyone has the promise of the Spirit. Not everyone has the blessing of Abraham, because one must be in Christ Jesus to receive that blessing. And then he says in Galatians 3 and verse 27, that whoever has put on Christ has become a child of God and seed of Abraham. And as a result, the heir of the promise that God would bless all nations. And what a wonderful blessing that is to know that we are God's children, that He is our Father, that we can call upon Him as our Father, and that He listens to us, and that He blesses us especially with things that those who are not His children do not receive. God's spiritual blessings include the forgiveness of sins and being able to turn away from our iniquities. Acts chapter 3 and verse 26 says, "Unto you first God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." What a blessing it is not to be burdened with the problem of sin every single day. What a blessing it is to have forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. And this just sums it up. There are many more spiritual blessings that we could enumerate. Sometimes we do that in our Bible classes and studies. We just think about all the great blessings, the spiritual blessings that we have. But they're all in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. And when we think about these wonderful blessings, we remember that God's mercy is new every morning because we receive great blessing from Him every day. But then third, God's mercies are new every morning because of God's newness. God's newness. You know, when we think about the newness of God, it's kind of a weird concept if you really think about it, because God has always been here. Most people, I think, just in the world, you know, not members of the church or anything, but they have the conception of God being an old man, right, with a long beard and maybe a cane of some sort or a pole of some sort. And he kind of, you know, has glasses on and he looks down and white hair, you know, flowing white hair, that kind of thing. Well, of course, God is not a man. God doesn't take the form of a man. Jesus said, God is a spirit. John 4 and verse 24. So there is no physical appearance of God in that way that we ought to associate with Him on a regular basis like that. But God has always been here throughout eternity. But at the same time, God is always new. You say, well, how is that possible? How can He be the Ancient of Days and at the same time be always new? And that's because He has within Him the source of life, the source of all new things. He is the source of all new things. Anything that we see that is new because of God and who He made it to be. All perfection that there is comes from God. And certainly new things contain what we perceive to be perfection, right? And so therefore God is new every morning. And His blessings are new every morning. And His compassions and mercies are new every morning. Because God is always in the midst of renewal as God. Wouldn't it be great to wake up every morning and the first thing on our mind is that, you know, all of our past mistakes have been erased. They're just gone. They're not there anymore. And we can start fresh. Well, that's the reality for the child of God. God says that we can live new for Him each and every day because He renews us as we seek His will within our life. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we read, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Romans 6 and verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Reminds me of what Paul said at the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 when he was talking about the earthly house of this tabernacle being dissolved. But yet he says, the inward man is renewed day by day. What a wonderful blessing it is to be renewed every day by God and His newness. We need to resolve to live like that on a daily basis. You know, we don't need to carry around all of our old baggage with us. A lot of people do because they simply don't know what to do with it, but we don't need to do that. All of our anxieties, all of our worries, all of our past mistakes and problems and troubles, we have a way of hanging on to those things, thinking that that is what identifies us, thinking that that is what makes us who we are. It's not. What makes us who we are? God does. Jesus does. If we identify with Him, none of those things need burden us on a daily basis. We can let them go. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verses 28 and following. Yes, Jesus wants us to be new every morning. Will we take advantage of that opportunity that He gives us to let go of the past and to embrace the present and all of the beautiful things that take place in the present? Paul did that. In Philippians 3 and verses 13 through 14, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, the Apostle Paul had a tremendous amount of baggage, if anybody ever did. One who had persecuted Christians, who had brought them to the brink of death. And when the council voted on whether or not they were going to live or die, he voted against them. He voted for them to die. That's a lot of baggage to carry around. And yet, he can say what he said here, because Christ made him new, and his life changed as a result. And so he says in Colossians 3, verse 10, have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. What a blessing it is to be renewed every morning. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, because God's mercies are new every morning. And then finally, God's mercies are new every morning because His promises are sure. His promises are sure. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. God is going to keep His promises. And that is something that we can have real hope within. God cannot lie. He always tells the truth. In Titus 1 and verse 2 we read, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. What a great blessing it is to have the promises of God within our life. And when we listen to those promises, and when we remember those promises, and when we hold on to those promises, that gives us encouragement and strength and power to get through the day. Jeremiah 32 and verse 42, we read, for thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so I will bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. God, in His word, promised the children of Israel that if they would not obey Him, then they would suffer the consequences. And they needed to remember that God kept his promise in that regard. But they also needed to know that if they had been good and obedient, that God would have brought great blessing on them. And that's what he is saying here. Going forward, know that God will bring great blessing on those who obey him. God will keep his promises for good things to come in the future if we will be faithful to him. One great promise that we have is Jesus. And in Jesus, all of God's promises are yes. All of God's promises are yes. I think that's a beautiful thought. This is what Paul is telling us here in 2 Corinthians 1 in verses 18 through 20. He says, "But as God is true, our word toward you was not yes and no." Think about what Paul is saying there. You know, there's so many people who say things, and they may promise something and then the next day they forget about it completely. Or they may say, "Yes, absolutely, I'm going to do this, that, or the other." And then when the time comes for that to happen, what happens? Nothing. Their promises are yes and no. They say yes before your face, and then when it's time to fulfill, the answer is no. Yes and no, yes and no, yes and no. That's not the way God works, though. God's promises are not yes and no. "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yes and no, but in him was yes." It's always yes with Jesus. He keeps his promises. His promise is yes, and when it's time to fulfill, the answer is yes. All the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. That's encouraging. We can count on God. We can bank on God. God is always there to keep his promises. And because God is faithful, he will keep those promises. Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." We have great encouragement to be faithful to him because he has been faithful to us. He continues to be faithful to us, and he will be faithful to us. So we have no reason not to be faithful to him. And when we think about Jesus and his resurrection and the promise of that resurrection morning occurring one day, that is just one more reason for us to recognize God's mercies are new every morning. In Romans 8 and verse 11, Paul writes, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you." One day, while, as we mentioned from 2 Corinthians 4, the physical things are passing away, yet the inward man is being renewed, and one day that inward man is going to come alive with a life that the physical body no longer has. And he will be raised, and he will be given a new body. And that resurrection morning will once again confirm the great promises of God. God's promises are sure. Therefore, God's mercies are new every morning. Listen to Jeremiah's thoughts here once again in Lamentations 3 and verses 21 and following. He says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him." God's mercies are new every morning because God is present. God's mercies are new every morning because God's blessings continue. God's mercies are new every morning because the old things are passed away. And God's mercies are new every morning because God's promises are sure. Are you a child of God this evening so that you can have a new morning every morning? Not just with physical things, but with spiritual things as well. Then maybe you need to do what Paul wrote about in Galatians 3 and verse 27. Put on Christ in baptism tonight, having heard his word and believed it and repented of your sins and confessed him as Lord. Because then you will become a child of God. You'll be an heir of Abraham and therefore a recipient of the blessings of Abraham in Christ Jesus. Part of the family of God, and have wonderful access to the spiritual realities that God gives every single day. Do you need the prayers of the church tonight so that you can let go of the burdens of the past, of all of those baggage and that is weighing you down? Perhaps you want to let that go and start afresh this very day. We will pray with you and for you so that that can truly happen, and that in the morning you will wake up refreshed, cleansed, new, ready for a wonderful day. Why not take advantage of all the spiritual blessings that God has to offer this evening and come forward and make your request known while we stand and sing the song of encouragement.